Welcome back to NewsRamp Finance for Tuesday morning, April 28th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Winners Inc. announces launch of Regulation A Plus offering, driving expansion to new prediction markets infrastructure for Kalshi and Poly Market exchanges. Winners Inc. has announced the launch of a Regulation A Plus offering, aiming to expand to new prediction markets infrastructure for Kalshi and Poly Market exchanges. The U.S. Securities Exchange Commission has officially qualified the offering for up to $5 million, marking a significant step in Winners' strategic growth plans. This move allows investors to participate in the company's success and long-term wealth creation within the prediction markets sector.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company prices $70 million public offering with warrants to fund operations. Greenland Energy Company has priced a $70 million public offering with warrants to fund operations. The offering consists of 17.5 million shares or pre-funded warrants at $4 per share, each with an accompanying warrant exercisable at $5 per share over 5 years. The warrants are set to trade under the symbol GLNDW on the NASDAQ Global Market starting April 28, 2026, with the offering expected to close on April 29, 2026. Proceeds will be used for general corporate purposes, including working capital and operating expenses. Standard Chartered GBA Business Confidence Indicators highlight resilience of GBA corporates despite Middle East uncertainties. The latest Standard Chartered Greater Bay Area Business Confidence Index, GBAI, shows that despite ongoing geopolitical and trade headwinds, business sentiment among companies in the Greater Bay Area, GBA, remained stable in the first quarter of 2026. The indices hovered around the 50 neutral mark, indicating GBA corporates' resilience amid Middle East uncertainties. Hong Kong is expected to sustain solid performance, supported by policy measures aimed at boosting the domestic economy.
Empowered Sisterhood opens doors for midlife women. Empowered Sisterhood, a financial community for midlife women, has been launched by Watch Her Thrive. The platform offers practical tools, peer support, and structured learning to build financial confidence. Through the intentional money method, members align decisions with personal goals. Access to resources, expert events, and a supportive network aims to empower women in their financial journey.
Meridian Holdings reports Q1 2026 financial results. Meridian Holdings Inc. reports a 17% increase in revenue to $50.10 million for Q1 2026, marking a return to profitability with net income of $2.20 million. The company's adjusted EBITDA also rose by 26% to $6.30 million, surpassing expectations. With cash reserves of $16.20 million and a 62% reduction in net debt year over year, Meridian Holdings demonstrates strong financial performance in the first quarter.
PayFuture provides the high-volume rails Profi needs to grow in emerging markets. PayFuture has partnered with Profi to provide high-volume rails for INR-denominated payouts into India. This strategic partnership will enable Profi to deliver funds quickly and reliably to both individuals and businesses in one of the world's largest and most complex payout markets. By leveraging PayFuture's infrastructure, Profi gains direct access to local banking and payment systems, improving settlement times and operational efficiency. And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.